However, a significant amount of USD was dumped during the bear market, which held to the stablecoin's DPEG. As a result, more and more investors began to sell and burn USD, thus increasing the supply of Luna in the market, which had already started to decline. The price of Luna fell as a result of the large increase in circulating supply brought on by its excessive mining. The circulation quantity of the token was about 345 million in April and increased to 6.5 trillion on May 13th. After the severe crash, Terraform Labs decided to revive the altcoin, but without any ties to the algorithmic stablecoin, Terra 2, a new Terra blockchain, was launched by developers. Terra Luna Classic is the new name for the former Terra chain. Compared to the 6.5 trillion supply of the traditional token, the new Luna 2 has a total locked supply of just 1 billion. Luna holders who have previously owned Luna receive 35% of the new token as airdrops. 10% of Luna 2 is distributed to holders of the token prior to the USD crash, and 25% is distributed to holders of both Luna Classic and USD. Plus, another 30% is actually sent to a pool of Luna investors.